As efforts continue in the North Shuswap to rebuild following the 2023 Bush Creek East wildfire, work is also being done to reforest private lands affected by the fire. At the forefront of this replanting effort is Caribou Carbon Solutions, CCS, a BC company that develops and delivers wildfire forest rehabilitation projects. In partnership with nonprofit organization Forests Canada, this spring CCS planted 100,000 trees in the North Shuswap and Chris Creek near Kamloops. Another 2.2 million trees will be planted over the next 5 years in communities across BC, including Williams Lake, Princeton, West Kelowna, Kamloops, and 100 Mile House. Meanwhile, CCS is also working with another nonprofit group, Tree Canada, on reforesting private lands in the North Shuswap. Through this partnership, another 25,000 trees were planted in the region, and that's just the beginning. The two groups will plant another 200,000 trees in the North Shuswap in 2026. "We have a couple of different funders on the project," explained CCS operations manager Andrew Steves. "The main one is Tree Canada. We have a multi-year agreement with them, so we planted this spring with them. We will plant in 2026 and 2027, and in total through them we're going to do about 700,000 trees in the North Shuswap." Steve explained the roots of this replanting effort began in the fall after the Bush Creek East blaze, when he was in the area doing a silviculture surveying course. "I held, I'll call it a community forum, in the North Shuswap, in Scotch Creek at the hub," said Steves. "I probably had about 20 or so people come out to that, different private landowners, and have since developed a project between Lee Creek and Scotch Creek in Salista." Steves explained the project is focused on replanting once forested private properties, as this is an area where government support hasn't been available to landowners. "We found this niche and we found some really great funders, Tree Canada being one and Forest Canada being another," said Steves. Asked about replanting in wildfire-affected areas, Steve said there are many considerations, a key one being, is this suitable to be replanted? Is the area completely burned or is there natural regeneration coming back? We consider a lot of other factors in terms of the actual establishment and survival of trees on any given property," said Steves. "Typically, if there was a forest there before, we can grow trees again, but it's a matter of finding the right timing, the right species, the right site conditions, all of that." Reforesting and restoring after wildfire is challenging because there's no litter layer. A lot of nutrients have been stripped out of the soil or burnt into the soil. There's often not a lot of shade, so if we have a heat wave or a heat dome come through, that can end up being catastrophic, and obviously environmental conditions are outside our realm of control. But we do have a lot of experience, myself as a forestry professional and others in our company working on these wildfire projects. Then, there is the decision of what species of trees to use, one that is determined by growing zone and BC's biogeoclimatic ecosystem classification, BEC, system, with a view of what has historically grown in an area and what may now be suitable due to the changing climate. Often that is larch and ponderosa pine. These are the main species we're starting to plant outside their typical range, said Steves, explaining both were among the 8 different species CCS opted to plant in the North Shuswap. Each of the 8 was planted in varying percentages, with fir being the dominant species. "It's typically fir-dominated. Anywhere from 10 to 50% of our prescription is putting fir back in because, at the end of the day, the North Shuswap or most of the sites fall either into the interior Douglas fir BEC zone or the interior cedar hemlock BEC zone," said Steves. "But then we planted western larch, ponderosa pine, western red cedar, white pine, lodgepole pine, spruce and a small bit of hemlock. I'm a petty big believer in we need diversity across the site. That's what's going to be more resilient to environmental changes over time." It's been suggested that a greater focus be placed on planting deciduous trees, as they are more fire resilient. While Steves agrees on that point, he said there are challenges to actually getting deciduous seedlings established from plug stock. "So yes, you can plant them, but we haven't had great success with it," said Steves. However, deciduous trees are not out of the question for the area, particularly for Esquelaxte Sequipiemcuilcw land that was also impacted by the 2023 wildfire. Steve said CCS is hoping to work with the band, and I know there's a desire to see deciduous back on the landscape.